and I'm sure the Kiwis would be the first to admit that. Beautiful day, 14 knots at the start, blue skies, lots of sun, 250 spectator boats, blue water, and even some dolphins out there. Pre-start with a dial-up, but quickly the Kiwis peeled off to the right and a bit of circling before setting themselves up for the right-hand side. In the last minute, Mr. Spithill saw an opening for the right and went for it, but paid an expensive price for what the team obviously thought was the correct side to have. Downspeed tack onto port whilst the Kiwis achieved a high-speed start may have turned out to be the deciding moment of the race. Michele Valdi, navigator on Lunarosa. Two races sailed, two winds down. What happened today?
Yeah, as you said, the turning point was at the start, and we wanted the ride a little bit strongerly than yesterday, and I think Team New Zealand and Dino made a good job in making us pay the ride. So we had the side, but we paid with some boat speed crossing the starting line. Going up the bit, at the beginning of the bit, the wind didn't help us. We got some little puff from the left that made the lead of Team New Zealand more comfortable, and half of the way we had to bail out not to be locked in the corner. So from there on, I wouldn't say game over, but it was a good control for Team New Zealand from there on.
Was the weather call dictating your pre-start strategy a bit too strongly today?
Well, for sure there is a weather call in every race. We had a suggestion to get the ride a little bit more strongly than what we got yesterday. We didn't get it quite right so far, but I'm confident that our weather team is doing a good job, and we're confident, sorry guys, Luigi. And we did we think our weather team has been doing a good job so far, and we're not putting any doubt on their skills, and we'll keep trusting what their suggestion will be.
Joey Newton, trimmer, Lunarosa Challenge. Halfway up the first deep beat, your team instigated a tacking duel that ended up being a 22 tack session. How punishing was that for you and the grinders on your boat?
For me personally, it's not very punishing because I just let it off and walked down to the other side. But yeah, our guys have trained a lot, and compared to our in-house training days, that wasn't a particularly hard day for them. So at the end of the 22 tacks, you know, they weren't as fresh as at the start of the race, but they weren't found wanting in any way, that's for sure.
On the second beat, it looked like the Kiwis had a little bit of an edge in speed with you. Was that an illusion that we might have had caused by your tactics to try and foot away from under them, or did they have an edge upwind in those conditions?
It's pretty hard to tell. We think the boats are pretty even. They'd had a pretty good advantage by that point, so we were trying to get some separation and get away from them and to find a little shift, but it never really came, and we were forced to tack in a few spots that we didn't really like, and they took a little gain up to the top. So with that kind of separation and that sort of lead, the Kiwis did a really nice job of staying in front while staying in phase and turned that into a little bit of a bigger lead.
Ray Davis, strategy of Emirates Team New Zealand. Talk us through your start and the first beat.
Yeah, well, our start and weather call was pretty similar to yesterday. You know, the right side a little bit strong, but not a lot in it, and Dean did a really good job, basically. He made it very tough for Lunarosa to get back to the start line. And Lunarosa obviously wanted to get to the right of us, and just Dean reacted very well there and made it very tough for them. So therefore they started down speed, and we had a good rumble on and were able to attack quite early, and were able to then protect the windward side of Lunarosa all the way across to the right-hand side, and we were making little gains there being to the left of them.
Was it fun? Did you have fun today?
Yeah, we sure did. It was an awesome day. It was one of the best days I think we've had on board. It was working well. Terry was on fire. He was sailing really confidently, and it felt like it was working really well in the back of the boat. And the powerhouse in the middle of the boat, sailed really well also, so it was a good day for us.
Adam Bischel, traveller at Emirates Team New Zealand. How much do you think the conditions of the day, how much of the chance did the conditions of the day leave to the boat behind? Was there any way they could get around, or was it too stable?
Yeah, days like today and even yesterday make it pretty difficult on the boat behind. There's, you know, as we've seen, the small gains have been in the right up the first beat, and then after that, it's there are only very small gains to be made after that, and it makes it very difficult. Prada Lunarossa did a good job down the runs of trying to attack into it, because I think that was probably the best and only opportunity that we really gave them as far as the breeze was concerned today. And they kept it as close as they could, credit to them.
So on days like today then, it's really, it can be pretty much all over at the start.
Yeah, days more like this definitely make it a little more tense in the starting box. It's coming off the line with the best start. As we saw today, we didn't get the right side of them, but we had slightly better start and better speed and position off the start line, which just, you know, that turned into the same sort of margin the whole way up the beat from there. The whole team on board the boat just did a fantastic job of maintaining that from the aftergo point of view, and the grinders putting in, and trimmers doing a great job in keeping the boat speed up.
Adam, you're one of the guys who's responsible for looking for wind on your boat, probably the guy, and you're up the mast sometimes, you're looking from the deck sometimes. Sometimes you've sunglasses on, sometimes you don't have sunglasses on. How does that work on the different days? Can you see in different directions with different light, with and without sunglasses?
Yeah, glasses only really come off because they get salty. When you're up the rig, it's hard to find a water bottle to clean them off. So it's with or without, it's sort of you're using your eyes as much as you can, and makes it a little more difficult when you have the spectator fleets built up in the right hand corner, because there's always better pressure beyond them that you can see, but it doesn't quite always get to us.
And is the spectator fleet affecting the wind as well as the waves up there?
It affects the wind a little, especially the big high motor boats, but it certainly affects the chop, and if I could say anything, I'd tell them to all slow down as they get to the top mark, because up the top of the rig it gets pretty bumpy.
Okay, questions from the floor if you